Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
This is not rehearsed. I'm just some person that listened to the commercial and said, you know what? Fruits and vegetables, how can I go wrong? At one point, I was going to stop taking it. And then I got a message saying that even if you stop taking it, you still have your coat for 2 months. And that's when I really realized you people aren't looking for money. You really care about the human being and helping people. So to me, that is the most important thing.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Ended, but I can't remember why. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
For the Cowboys game, and during the game, they showed a shot of George and me laughing together, and people were upset. They thought, why is a gay Hollywood liberal sitting next to a conservative Republican president? Didn't even notice I'm holding the brand new iPhone 11, and I was aware that I was going to be surrounded with people from very different views and beliefs, and I'm not talking about politics. I was rooting for the Packers, and get this, everybody in the Cowboys suite was rooting for the Cowboys. And so I had to hide my cheese hat in Porsche's purse. Here's the thing. I'm friends with George Bush. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. We're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different. Just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. When I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone. Doesn't matter.
All right. Well, boy, I want to talk about that clip.
Yeah.
hi, welcome to the show. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show. I have Uncle Milty with me, and we're going to be discussing some politics. I know. It can get rough waters, what can I say, when we discuss politics. But we like to discuss the truth about politics, and that's really, really important in this day and age. So, onward with the show. Make sure you go to katedalyradio.com. Make sure that you go and share those podcasts far and wide, because we need to get America educated. And I love that Uncle Milty's with me. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Excellent. And you can email us, UncleMilty at katedalyradio.com, kate at katedalyradio.com. I'd love to hear from you. And also go to Balance of Nature. Did you know that only they did a poll. Now, you know how polls go, but they did a poll. And only a whopping fourth of Americans don't eat vegetables at all. Not even a smidge. Nothing.
Really?
Zero. Nada. That's a really scary thought, since our diet should be heavy in vegetables, and so we're just not getting enough. But yeah, a quarter of Americans, they assessed, just won't even eat one. Hmm. Make sure you're getting Balance of Nature. It's a supplement. You don't even have to eat vegetables. You do, but I mean, it's so great in this particular supplement. All you have to do is take the supplement each morning. It has a fiber drink that goes with it that has turmeric and everything else. It has so many wonderful things in it to keep your blood sugar stable throughout the day. You won't have those cravings. Also, you're getting 10 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables. You can double it to 20, over 20, if your body needs it. And make sure that you're building up your immune system. If you put in the code KATE when you order at balanceofnature.com, this is by far one of the best products I have ever seen, if not the best, is when you order, put in the code KATE and get $25 off. That is such a great savings that it's dumb not to do it. I mean, my gosh, go and order right now. It's a fantastic product. It really is that good. I do feel so much better taking it. I can't even tell you how much so. So please, by all means, do it. Go to Balance of Nature. It's fantastic. So I want to talk about this Ellen clip where she talked about sitting next to George Bush. And I was kind of laughing because George Bush is a little more liberal than you think he is. So I don't know if I'd consider him the classic conservative. I think he's the family's had that mantra, but they're actually pretty pro-abortion. They're actually, you know, there's a lot of things that they're for, the Bush family collectively, that I think would shock most conservative Americans. But with that being said, what she said was very interesting because even, and let me just tell you this, even last night I was on a community page where you discuss community issues, and I made a comment about parks, about how much are we going to spend on local parks. And there was a gal there that said, oh, that Hershow, she hates anyone that's not white and she hates LGBT. And I went, I'm sorry, that's actually not true at all. Have you ever even listened to my show? She goes, I don't have to. You were in a chat room or on some page, and I found out all about you. So she never actually listened to my show. And this is the exact kind of stuff I got, and I'm still getting these kinds of just horrid statements about myself and everything else from these groups, these very, very liberal groups, after they espouse love and tolerance.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So the liberal community was what? With Ellen. They went berserk.
They went very berserk and over nothing, because first of all, she didn't choose to sit next to the Bushes. Mm-hmm. She and Portia were invited by Jerry Jones's daughter, and it was in his private box.
Right.
Well, it didn't just hold her. It held a bunch of people, and the president, ex-president, happened to be there.
Right.
So it wasn't her choice to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But then just because she's smiling, they rag on her.
Yeah. They were eating their own.
Then it got even worse, though. When she said, when I say be kind to one another, I don't mean just the people that think the same way. I mean everyone.
Right.
That even ticked them off more, because conservatives are divisive.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Not them.
Yes.
They're not divisive.
So
conservatives
true.
Are. This is insanity.
Mm-hmm.
These people on the far left, they're totally fascist. Either you believe everything they believe or you're out. 2 days ago, if you'd have mentioned Ellen DeGeneres, she'd have been a hero to those people.
Mm-hmm.
Today, she's a pariah.
Yeah,
she's a pariah.
And I think that you have to really examine that for a minute, because they'll only extend love and tolerance if you go along with what they're saying. The love and tolerance ends the minute you have your own opinion or you don't agree. And that's what happened to me too. I didn't agree. I wanted to out the LGBT political group inside this LGBT movement. And the minute I did that, even though they admitted on their own website, they started attacking me personally, and the death threats and the you should be scourged off the face of the earth, you sicko, you horrible. I was so flabbergasted reading through comments, and I thought, well, where's all your love and tolerance talk? I mean, that's usually what they like to hide behind, was this love and tolerance thing, but it's all about control is what it is. And so they couldn't control Ellen sitting next to Bush, and they were mad that she was actually befriending him, right? This person that's supposed to be complete opposite of her. They were becoming unhinged over it. And they didn't like somebody of their group even making friends with another. You know, I had a gay business partner for a long time, and I chose him to be my business partner. Being gay had nothing to do with anything. I could have cared less. Just had nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Who he sleeps with, I mean, that had nothing to do with why I was partnering up with him. And a lot of people out there can extend that kind of love and tolerance. That's what real love and tolerance is I don't really care who you're sleeping with. That's your life choice. I support you. But you're here because of business.
Yeah.
We're here together because of business. Let's concentrate on that. And I think that's how most people out there feel. It's this group that espouses love and tolerance the most on the microphone that doesn't extend it to anyone.
Exactly.
Unless they're part of it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
The hypocrisy of these people.
Mm-hmm.
And it just permeates everything anymore.
It does.
Everything.
It does. And they've even designed little groups to go after people to make them say what they want them to say. So.
Ellen tried to keep this so light. Mm-hmm. She insisted, I knew that I was going to be with people that are different. after all. I'm a cheesehead. Yeah. You know, they're Dallas
fans. She tried to make it about, yeah.
Yeah. Football. I mean, they weren't having any of it.
Right, right. So the Supreme Court is going to be deciding on a couple of things. The LGBT, women in sports, all kinds of things coming up here. And that's important to know because that does affect our lives. It does affect our lives. And whether we like it or not, they're going to be deciding on some things. And, you know, you made such a great point. And I do want you to go over that point again, because I thought it was that good. I hope this resonates. It really was.
You know, right now, one of the issues that the Supreme Court is going to take up is whether or not they're protected from being fired for being homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know anybody today that would refuse to hire somebody for being homosexual. I really don't.
No, people are too litigious.
It's pretty rare. Whether they approve or not is irrelevant. They still wouldn't refuse to hire you if you could do the job. But now they're still trying to claim that they're being fired for it. So how did that happen? I mean, they hired you knowing you were a homosexual, or did you hide it? Did you hide it when you were hired? And then after you were on the job, say, oh, by the way, I'm homosexual?
And that's only if it's the reason that you were fired.
Yes, and that's probably not. I mean, normally it's another reason, and this is just an excuse.
Well, as a business person, you just want somebody that does the
job. That does the job.
Don't you? I mean, ask yourselves that. As a business person, don't you just want somebody that can do the job? Of course you do. I mean, somebody's personal life doesn't really matter, I think, to most people.
No. But in one of these cases, it's about a transgender who was a funeral director.
Yeah.
Who was hired and then decided to transition from male to female.
Ah, okay.
And the mortuary said, well, you know, that's not going to go real well with our clients.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they own the business. I mean,
and that's right. And they own the business. And so this person wanted to start dressing right away as a female before everything, you know.
Right. Which has an impact on the company.
Has a huge impact.
Because this person made this decision on their own to do that. You have to know that there is an impact on other people, right? You would have to recognize that.
So who has more rights? The person who decides, I've decided I want to be a woman? Or the owner of the business who hired a man?
Right. I mean, think about it this way. What if they hired somebody and then all of a sudden the person went and got a mohawk, tats everywhere, piercings everywhere, and the mortuary goes, well, that doesn't really represent our business. Everybody here's in a suit and tie.
Right.
This is the same kind of case.
Exactly.
So
the same
they make
kind
a decision, they change, they do something, and then does the business have any rights? Is the business left with any rights at all once a person's been hired?
That's a really, I don't even see why it takes the Supreme Court to, to make an opinion on this, because I think the opinion is pretty easy. If they hired you and you told them at the time, by the way, I'm going to transition to a female here pretty soon.
They should have had the right to have known that when they hired you. Yeah.
Then then it wouldn't be an issue. But if you hide things, you know, I mean, what if you're an alcoholic?
Right.
You know, and they hire you not knowing that, but then they find out you're an alcoholic because you're late to work three times a week. They're not allowed to fire you because you're an alcoholic.
That means that the person filing that suit gets more rights if it goes in their favor than the person that owns the business.
Exactly.
And now we have unequal rights. See, this is why we don't tamper with this. This is why it's just about equality before the law.
That's it.
Equality before the law, and that's it. Everybody shows up to court, depending on your class, depending on, you know, who you are. You know, everybody gets a fair shake in court, but not a fair shake to work wherever you want and do whatever you want all the time and then use that card to do it.
Yeah.
That's not okay. That makes everything unequal. So, yeah, great point. I love that point. And if they knew when they hired you, then how can you claim it when they fire you? Doesn't make sense. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Son of a
It does. It always puts a smile on my face to hear that song. Welcome back. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show. So glad that you are. You can go to katedalyradio.com. You can check us out on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show. You can check us out on Twitter, The Kate Daly Show. And I've got Uncle Milty with me. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. And, you know, we've talked a lot about LGBTQ in the recent weeks, so I didn't want to spend a whole lot of time there. But the Supreme Court will be deciding on some of those things with transgender athletes and so forth. So keep your eye on that. It's a very, really the crux of it for some of these, for some of the transgenders is they're trying to say we don't present any sort of harm in the locker room. Like there's no harm. And a lot of religious schools are going, well, we don't want you in the locker room with a bunch of girls. That's not okay. That's not gonna be okay with their parents. That's not okay. What are we going to do about this? And this is what happens when you mix in a big box of government. You try and swirl it around and you try to insert who has rights and who doesn't. And this is the mess. This is the mess we're in.
It is a mess. And I mean, maybe I'm a simpleton. Mm-hmm. But when the First Amendment says that Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibit the free exercise, then if my religion says I don't agree with homosexuality based on my religion, then my free exercise should be I don't have to associate with those people.
Yeah.
But they want to take away that right.
Right.
To freely exercise my faith.
To give somebody else
something they want.
Right. And that's the problem. You can't
have it both ways.
Mm-mm. No. It's kind of like the love and tolerance group that screams for love and says we don't love enough and we're not kind enough, yet they're the first ones to tell Ellen DeGeneres, who I'm not even the biggest fan of. I think she's funny, but I'm not her hugest fan, telling her that she can't laugh and talk with George Bush, who I'm not a huge fan of either. But should they be able to do that without the hypocrisy and without all of the accusations that group's trying to pose on her? Same kind of thing. I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can't sit there and love and do love and tolerance and then act like that when somebody wants to talk to somebody. I mean, give me a break.
You can't. But the other issue is then, if you're a religious person, you have that grounds to stand on.
Right.
But what if you're not religious? Then can they make laws then demanding you hire homosexuals?
Well, I mean, you know, like you said before, they hired you, probably knew. And so can you claim that if you're fired? Can I claim I'm a woman? You know you hired a woman. Can I walk out the door claiming it was because I was a woman? Or if you're black, they hire you because you're black. Not because you're black, but you are black and you're hired. They obviously had enough faith in you that you could do the job that they hired you, not looking at your color. So can you claim the racist card when you get fired?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
It happens all the time.
It does. It happens a lot. It happens a lot with girls, too. Women.
Yeah. No, my sister happens to work in employment law.
Right.
And I've heard a lot of stories like this. You know, people, they claim these things all the time.
Got to have a reason.
And they lose. You know, we don't hear about the cases they lose. We only hear about the ones they win.
That is interesting. That's so true. Oh, that's so true. All right. Well, we'll stay on this and we'll be reporting on that just because those are some of the big decisions that they're making. But yes, when you throw a big box of government in to try and solve a problem, it doesn't work. And here's proof. Look at all the problems. Look at the guy that suddenly gets a mohawk and tats himself up, and the funeral home would say, you don't represent us anymore. Are they being discriminatory? Or are they just being objective for their business? There's a clear difference. We just sometimes, we get so emotional in things that we don't want to know the difference. We just want to look at it as one, and we want a reason, and we want to blame somebody, and people like lawsuits now, and everybody's really litigious. The NBA... let's talk about that for just a moment before we get into Turkey and Trump and everything else that we're going to be talking about today. We have a lot on the docket today, even the FBI guy that lied. But so the NBA story was kind of interesting, and it's being talked about quite a bit, but kowtowing to China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting that, you know, they made a the football league made a hero out of Colin Kaepernick for his protesting. But then the NBA makes a statement about the way the communist Chinese are treating the protesters, and China gets upset.
Right.
And so what does the NBA do? They back down. They apologize. They're not going to say anything. Well, when this happened, here's the repercussions now. China, in their national newspaper, that similar to the Russian Pravda or the Soviet Union's Pravda, has said now, well, we've taught them a lesson now. They know that their branding's going to get hurt if they speak out against us.
Right. So now we're going global.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the Chinese now think, well, we can tell them our business is too important to them. They can't push us around. They can't tell us anything. We can put a million people in a re-education camp if we want.
This guy's the Houston Rockets general manager, Daryl Morey, sent out this really innocuous tweet, actually. It said, fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong. He wasn't allowed to voice that opinion.
Nope.
Being a Houston Rockets general manager, I guess. I guess when you're a Houston Rockets general manager, you're not allowed to have any freedom of speech. On your own Twitter. On your own feed. On your own account.
Yeah.
Wow. Because a lot of Americans are on board with what he said, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. And so quickly issued apologies, NBA to other players, quickly with the apologies, and these corporations are more loyal to their income stream than their professed support for Fight for Freedom.
We live in the United States of America, and we're afraid to say something about the crimes against humanity that communist China makes? What has happened to this country?
Yeah. Completely abroad.
It's gone. It's not going to be much longer when it just doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. Are we taking our social media a little too seriously, people? Because, you know, people say things all the time, and you want to be able to voice what you want to voice. It's kind of like the same people that have a problem with Trump and his tweeting. I don't know why. I actually find it kind of refreshing, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I'm glad he tweets. We've never had a president that just tweeted away. I think it's great. Whether you like his tweets or not, I think you should be voting for the freedom to do it. I think you should be squarely behind him in the freedom to do that.
Oh, no, it's much better to get your information filtered to
right.
Acosta. You know, I'd much rather hear what Acosta thinks.
You're right. That's the truth of it. And this is, I think, something we have a hard time seeing or understanding in this country, that that everything seems to be tied to the income stream now, which is kind of sad to me. And if somebody can't voice an opinion on their own feed, we have a problem. I know that by the way, just because we were talking about media, we're talking about, you know, in general, everybody trying to, you know, do their thing. The head of FBI office, Michael Corton, the head of FBI Office of Public Affairs, until his retirement in 2018, during his tenure, accepted baseball tickets from reporters from CNN and New York Times and lied about the gifts under oath, according to the Department of Justice. That's kind of an interesting one. Yeah. Yeah. And so are they mingling a little bit? He was the head of an FBI office. Are they mingling a little bit too much? Yes.
Yeah.
Do people still have the right to speak out? Yes. You know, I'm actually glad that came out, because I think it does show some of the things going on behind the scenes. But what's going on behind the scenes enough to cut somebody's off at the knees by just making a statement on social media? We have people that are fired for social media. We have cops show up to doors on people for a social media post.
Uh-huh.
Is social media yours? Or is this the new, I mean, I'm not sure. You tell me. I seem to think that we keep putting it out there and using it. Of course, the agencies are using it and so forth, but I just think it's amazing that we're not standing up for somebody's right to speak out, even using social media or their voice, whatever it is. It's the same thing.
Well, you see, this is what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
People for a long time would keep certain thoughts private.
Right.
When they're on social media, they think they're anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
And so they say everything that's on their mind.
Right.
It's like you get an open door to their mind.
Yes.
And now people think, well, we now have the right to tell them how to think.
Yeah,
if we know what they think and we don't like it, then we can change it.
Well, it'll be used against you. Just know, just know that what you put out there now, and it's just the same thing as saying something, you know, could be used against you, I guess, too. But I just wanted to mention the head of that FBI office, because there's so much going on behind the scenes. I just almost can't believe it. It's just crazy.
You know, there are people that will say, oh, what's a couple baseball tickets?
Yeah, I know. Well, it's who they're coming from.
It's not even that. It's that, is stealing a dollar not the same as any other theft?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's no...
And he lied about it under oath, which means he knew something was
wrong.
He knew something was wrong with taking something from CNN or taking something from New York Times, because it makes them look very cozy, whether they were or not. It makes them look very cozy, like they could be sharing info or favors or what have you. If we start, and the reason I brought that up in this segment, if you're wondering, is the reason that we have to be able to have our social media and our voice is because... when you whistleblow about something, when you bring up some of these liaisons behind the scenes, they're trying to get people to stop speaking in general, which means that nobody ever exposes anything, brings anything up, talks about anything. That Houston guy, the Houston manager, brought up Hong Kong. They don't want you to speak. They don't want you to talk about Hong Kong. And so this is a great way to stifle whistleblowers. I'm not talking about the fake whistleblowers in the Ukraine deal. I'm talking about real whistleblowers. It's a great way to keep them stifled, keep you from voicing an opinion, because of the love and tolerance crowd will be down your throat if you do not say something that completely coincides with what they want you to say. If you question them at all, same kind of thing. They don't want you to speak. And now they're using social media as your extended voice, and they want to cut you off at the knees there, too.
But isn't it interesting that it seems like the anonymous whistleblowers are always saying what they want them to say?
Yeah, the anonymous ones, the ones that come out and are usually put in prison or whatever else.
I don't think whistleblowers should be able to be anonymous.
Yeah, one would think.
Yeah,
especially on the heels of getting a second one.
One of our greatest rights is to be able to face our accuser. Well, if they're anonymous, you can't face them very well.
Yeah.
Your neighbor said this. Which neighbor? I'm not going to tell you which one.
Is it the neighbor has the beef with me? That neighbor? You know what I mean? So when I come back, I also want to kind of go through a thread of comments with you. And some of these comments might shock you. But I think it's actually worth it. I think it's actually worth talking about. I am going to talk about Turkey in the show today, too.
Turkey.
I love that clip that we play. Turkey. Is that a country? So we'll get back to that as well. I want to talk about some statements. Could be of truth. I'm going to say could be because they're very, very hard to vet. But I wanted to get your opinion. I want to get Uncle Milty's opinion, too. I want to get your opinion on this. And then we might talk about Turkey a little bit, what's going on there, too. We'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.